having a big Pete Slate. Yeah, that let's make that. If we do it for Chris, we'll make that the end of that custom.
One cake.
I thought it was nice.
You just wanted the cake.
I didn't even need any.
Is this thingy on now? Ecclesiastes 7. Yesterday we studied about the crackling of thorns and about oppression maketh a wise man conscious, and a gift or a bribe destroyeth the heart. And anybody have any thoughts about that? That's pretty important. Anybody take any bribes yesterday or expect any payment for their persona?
You couldn't drive if you didn't.
What?
Well, rules of the road. There's expected behavior.
That's not a bribe. That's the law. That's why we're under the tutors and governors.
Okay, you're right.
No, I mean, if you don't agree with me, tell me. But that's not a bribe.
My point is that, as we've said 100,000 times, without your high place identity and without idolatry, you couldn't cross the street. These things are necessary to live in society. Millions and millions of people.
Until the temple is dedicated.
And then, in a nice environment with other like-minded believers, everything's fine. But if when you go out there and don't do that, then you get killed.
That's why you're...
I'm not saying that's bad.
I'm saying that's why you don't do signs and wonders. If you're a believer, you are a sign and wonder. So you don't offer bribes and accept bribes. You don't respond. This isn't. You don't have one way of doing it here and another way of doing it out there.
I understand that.
Well, that's not what you said. That's the problem.
But if you don't see it, you didn't do it. But you're seeing it now, suddenly you have no cloak for your sin. Now we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because now you're only it's faith that worketh by love. Or love that worketh by faith. But either one, it's meeting their need without regard to what you're going to get from it. And you'll get stepped on. You'll get overrun. But that's that, and that's to test to see whether you will return to the world's way of system or you'll continue in dependence on God. You have to be dependent on God alone for your sustenance, even to the extent of how you respond and act at work with what you're doing for a living, if you will. And there is no difference. You can't have, again, remember, we justified all of the high place activities because the temple hadn't been fully dedicated. But once the temple was fully dedicated, then all high place activities were illegal and became the source of the tremendous shame to Israel. And they went through all that. For our example, once Jesus said it's finished, then everything other than dependence became idolatry. And everything, any movement or working it, if you will, utilitarian relationship became a bribe. Does anybody understand this? It just shocked me that you said that.
When I go to the East Dallas Health Clinic, the hardest part of that is using the elevator. The elevators are insufficient and there's just too many people. And most of the people there are not aware that when the elevator doors open, you let the people get off the elevator first before you get on. That's not a law. That's just manners. It's accepted social behavior, at least in this country. It makes sense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When those doors open, 25 people try to jam onto the elevator while 15 are trying to get off, and it's a nightmare.
Do you always take the lowest seat then?
I physically do, but I mentally don't.
And then you don't take
become
it.
Become offended by the.
Then you don't take the lowest seat, and if you don't repent from it, then you will return to the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah, I was thinking those are the kinds of reasons we these things happen to us. There's no other reason you're going to the East Dallas Health Clinic. You know, kind of things are, you know, to push us. So we'll see stuff. Yeah, we had an example last night of. Kids, I won't say which kid. We took them to Shakespeare in the Park, but they were, you know, playing leaving behind games with each other and stuff, and people were getting upset. And so we dropped off one kid, and the other kid said, they were saying, you know, you all were just, you know, you left me behind, or, you know, this. And the other kid was saying, well, you know, he said that, you know, you're supposed to do unto others, you know, as they want you to do. So he must want us to, he's treating us that way, so he must want us to treat him that way. I was going, wow, what a brilliant twist of logic that, you know, you can almost make a case for that, but I think you're sort of missing, you know, what Jesus was trying to say about all that. But you know, I was just thinking,
he must want to be treated that way.
But I was thinking the way, you know, we'll do that with whatever we're reading in here, you know, whether it's Ecclesiastes or the Gospels or anything. It's going to be like,
yeah,
this is going to benefit me if I can turn this around and make it work for me, you know.
It's like something we've talked about where you can't be a conscious Christian. You can't.
You can be a conscious Christian because if you see that you're doing it, you repent. If you see that you're taking the highest seat, then you can never be right. But it's what you do internally inside the temple. It's what you do in your mind that defines it. It has nothing to do with, oh, I'm smiley face and I'm nice.
Repression doesn't make you aware that you're going to have to
right.
run down that mountain again.
Let's read this again.
What was that word, oppression?
Well, it's the thing
it says, this is a verse we're studying, verse 7. Surely oppression maketh a wise man aware. I.e. aware of what? Aware of how wrong everybody else is and how they're not following? No. Aware that you're not taking the lowest seat. Aware that you have exercised yourself, you have elevated yourself so that you can condemn somebody else. Oppression maketh a wise man aware, but a bribe destroyeth the heart. And by definition, a bribe or payment is something you believe you deserve. This is where whether or not you understand what Christ said and when it's finished, I mean that it's finished, this is where everything has to meet. It meets here in what goes on in your head. And if you can't lovingly repent for that particular thought of where you are suffering, what you believe is oppression, because your oatmeal is cold or whatever, then you and I and all of us have to see that that takes us off the mercy seat. If we feel oppressed, if we expect a certain form of response to your presence because you deserve it, because it's the right thing. All the others, you can study till hell freezes over, and I'll just throw this the whole thing away. Unless this is what's lived. If you walk out of here and 5 minutes later you get upset because somebody does something that offends you, then you haven't heard a word I've said for 30 years. And if you believe that that's how you have to act while you're in the world, then God help you. Because then you're the chief of hypocrites. Oppression makes a wise man aware. But the bribe or the expectation of behavior of a certain order or kind from someone else deadens the heart. Oh, but mine is justified because...
I got another example.
Sure. We're not going anywhere until this one hits.
Well, my computer, I upgraded my computer in, and screwed up my Quark Express thing that we lay out pages with, which is kind of neat. That. And so I had to it was telling me I had to reload it. To reload it is this long, complicated process because of the way the good people at Quark Express have set it up so they won't get ripped off. You know, so I had to type in all these numbers, which is hard for me anyway. And get them wrong, I have to go back and type them, you know, this little thing. And, you know, all the while I'm going, you know, this is such a crazy setup. That, you know. And so finally I got it to work. But after I'd done all that, I was realizing that, you know, I should be grateful that I've even got this little program to lay out these pages, you know. What am I complaining about? Otherwise we'd be doing it the way we used to do it, which was a pain. That really was a pain. So, you know, in one sense I was... seeing that my griping and grousing was oppression to myself or something.
No, it was. Yeah, I promise you, it will, before you can even take the next breath, if it isn't repented of, there will be the gate will come down. And you will wonder why, then, the stuff is happening, and I forget the doctrine, because it can't be missed. This mystery can't be shared with flesh. If you justify the longer you are on this walk, then hopefully, the more sensitive you become, aware to your own evil. And how you live to expect payment. And by definition, if that's the case, then you are a living victim. And there are no victims in the body of Christ. And if the fear of God cannot cause us to just flee away as smoke in the wind, then you don't know the fear of God.
I didn't actually say that. John Bojo made me say it.
Well, I'm talking to both the Erie guys because you said it, and then he came to your aid.
Yeah, to me, it's an incredible thing because that in the world and anywhere in this room, that's all there is. Even with you, you know, coping with some of your idiosyncrasies and saying, "Well, now if I do this, only I'll do that," so you want to filter and couch your responses. That's bribing and being oppressed in the midst of the business.
Right. You will dismiss the doctrine because of me.
Right. And how often I have done that, you know. And if I see you sitting someplace and, oh, well, Ollie doesn't want small talk, so I'll leave him alone. And so the bribe and the payoff is in effect. And God has nothing to do with relationships.
Right.
So it's like this is going on all the time everywhere, and I, you know, this is called seeing it. And
again, remember, the preaching of, and this is the preaching of the cross,
yeah,
because it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. This is pure foolishness, because you can so easily dismiss it and say, "My God, I'm not asking you to do anything right. I'm asking you to repent when you see that you become a victim with the slightest bit of oppression."
That's a variably
answer. How's that for timing?
Punctuates his victims.
It's one of those phony pager deals you use when you're on a blind date.
I've got a phone call.
Oh, I got to take this.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
There's nobody on the phone.
No, he pushed the button. I saw him.
Yeah, there's nobody on the phone.
Please, is anybody that doesn't understand? This is so.
I think this is pretty darn clear.
Do you want to justify anything else?
Absolutely not. No, I didn't actually say that.
Right.
Somebody else said that. I didn't. No,
you didn't
ownership.
Tell the story about the East Dallas Clinic.
No, I take no ownership of that. That's just that's merely an urban myth that I've heard. I don't
want to
that. Check the log.
I completely know that's true, and I over and over and over go through the kind of thing that John described about when it's over going, "Oh, shit, what was that? Doing."
See, the only thing that happens, you never get better, no one will ever improve. The only thing that happens is that you repent faster. That's all. But if you don't repent, i.e. you justify, that's why this transaction here was so, why I stopped everything, because not only was there a justification, there was an ally. John, do you see it clearly?
Can we tell Gary to always go outside? Tell him to turn off his phone.
We don't care about your inane conversation.
Let's lock him in. Pete?
There's still nobody on the phone. He's in there.
Where was him? Where I just did it. I came out of the kitchen and really did need help. But I didn't want to be subjected to ridicule.
There's no escape.
There's no one.
Well, if you don't want to be subject to ridicule, you got to leave. You're in the wrong place. You can go leave and write a book. No, I mean that's what happens. The idolatry has to be exposed. And so you know, yours was particularly stupid, but no,
idolatry isn't
stupid. And here comes our living object lesson.
Always go outside.
Yeah, the bathroom thing doesn't work. It's like a loudspeaker.
It amplifies it. It comes through the vents. So everybody that's listening on the net has heard every word you say.
Oh, it reminds me of that Monty Python bit where they leave the party in the bathroom.
oppression maketh the wise man aware. Aware of what? Aware of his evil. Aware of how quickly he jumps off the mercy seat. Aware of how quickly he wants to return to Babylon, where there's cause and effect, where there's systems of behavior. Or he wants to return to Egypt, where his religion is clean and orderly and nice. And then you don't have to practice it when you go leave the temple.
That's the first thing we should have studied.
I think we did. If you remember, we determined that the other Airy guy, his whole system and way of religion was a desire for the Egyptian religion. He wanted it neat and orderly. Huh? You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. And the whole world of this one, this other Airy guy's religion, was the system of Babylon. How to, and every time the sackbut sounded, he would worship. You know what the sackbut is?
It's a musical instrument.
Huh?
The elbow. It's a form of the elbow, I think.
It's a what?
It's a form of a, it's a kind of a, like an oboe. Makes a certain, it's like that. It's, you know that thing they have in Australia, that long thing that you blow on and it echoes all over the place?
Didgeridoo.
Huh?
Didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo. It's something like that. Or it's like that.
Like that thing they used to advertise, Ricola.
No, not like that. I don't know what that, when he's talking
sound.
About now.
Same sound.
Okay.
Whatever it is. It's
but whatever it is, that's sound. The sound you that brought you to worship. Come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. It's not talking about Catholicism. It's not talking about that city over there. It's talking about you in the internal Babylon that you and the internal Egypt and that religion of those that you still worship.
He has to face Mecca and answer the phone 3 times a day.
No, this is really, I'm serious, I don't care if we spend from now until Tabernacles in this one verse. You've got to see what it is. Oppression to the wise man makes him aware. And what is the wise one? The one who has said, this isn't my home. I am on the mercy seat. But the bribe or the expectation or payment of deadens the heart. So you're just another Gentile. Just another vessel of wrath.
Up in the suburbs. I mean, the tallest building was a two-story house. I'd never seen an elevator. And my aunt took me to Manhattan to the Empire State Building and Radio City Music Hall. And I remember her holding me by the hand and saying, no, you have to wait until the people get off and then you get on. And then later I saw that behavior in movies. And that became, that's the behavior. That's the accepted religious worship.
Well, it starts when you're about a day old, and I'm watching these babies, my kids are having, and James has learned that this smile he's got gets a great response. So he'll walk into the room and he'll get it from every single person in the room, and he works it. You know, it's like he's becoming
child of the fall.
No. And everybody cooperates 100%. It's like that. Everybody's in the conspiracy. It's just the way it is. It's not like
planned.
It's what people do.
Tell me how many people are eating that child for breakfast. Again, we can't improve. We're not going to ever become better. You're going to find out the depth of your own sinfulness. And therefore, you will understand more completely how that your only hope is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah, we're never going to quit smiling at babies or going, ugh, when they piss all over us, this is a whole separate thing of how what you're valuing and you're feeding on and all that kind of stuff is the repentance comes in. You see it.
Or when the homeless guy with AIDS throws up all over your house.
Or breaks his knee.
Huh?
Braces.
Boogie boarding.
Yeah.
On assignment. Yeah, he
on company
on
time.
Duty.
Went across camp force.
Does this make any sense to you, Mr. Jeff? Do you see how the world is made up of bribes and? Evil. That's why you become a different person depending on what you can gain from the particular group that you're with. Makes me crazy when I see that.
Yeah, it's so amazing how it works both ways. You can't now say, oh, well, I've been acting this way, so I'll act the other way.
No, you can only repent.
Exactly.
That's why, you can't hear, if you ever heard anything other than repent of anything that I've ever said, then you haven't heard me right.
And this is why. And the heart does get deadened if you...
Well, that's why, you remember all of you, how many times have I heard how, you've heard this doctrine for 30-some years, Harry for 20-some.
Well,
and both of you...
Two, so it's
both of you have told me how often you forget the doctrine after you leave here. You don't forget it. Can a mother forget the suckling child? What you do is you put the barrier between you and the mystery by some act of oppression or self-seeking or victimhood or unforgiveness. And once that happens, then it is though you took the fastest jet you can imagine, either back to Babylon or back to Egypt. And that distance between total peace the longer you're involved in the mystery of this, Christ in you, the hope of glory, the quicker you can go back. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? In a nanosecond, you can be back in Egypt as if you never heard. Because that's what the fear of God brings us to this place, the beginning of wisdom. And so that there can be, when you've been perfected by one offering forever, then why rely on all of these systems and procedures and the values that failed you? But what you do automatically, and I've seen it 1,000 times, is you justify the system that failed you. And it just doesn't compute. All righty. We certainly made it a long way today, didn't we? They get a big guy. Right? What'd you say?
That's how much I dislike him.
What's your character?
It's Al Pacino in Son of a Woman.
Oh.
Awful.
In the
yes.